Hello, hello. Welcome to Squabbles of the Soil, Season 4, a podcast produced in collaboration with MTSU Collegiate FFA Chapter and directed by students of the MTSU Debate and Discussions in Agriculture class. The opinions stated on this podcast are not affiliated with MTSU. The dirt of the day here consists of controversial agricultural topics. Let's come down to earth.
My name is Lucero Gomez. I am an animal science major at Middle Tennessee State University. Today's topic is going to be about in vitro fertilization in livestock. Breeding animals is one of the biggest parts of agriculture. We are always breeding our livestock to create the best possible offspring for different uses. We breed together animals with the desired qualities for their use to improve their offspring over time. In vitro fertilization is one of the many methods of breeding, also known as IVF. It is the recovery of unfertilized embryos from female donors to transfer to a recipient. It is another form of embryo transfer, different from conventional flushing, which has a fertilized embryo. IVF has its pros and cons, just like all other forms of breeding. IVF can be beneficial when wanting to breed multiple offsprings from one female, as they can only carry one pregnancy a year. Multiple offspring can be produced at once in different females from the embryo of one female. Another advantage of embryo transfer is that one embryo can be frozen to preserve. Some disadvantages can be cost. This is the main reason people are against IVF. The prices may depend on technician, but start at $200 per embryo. There's a high maintenance required when undergoing the process. It is a very lengthy and delicate process that takes weeks to do. The health of the female comes first, and they are monitored over a few weeks to make sure the process runs smoothly. Although there's a long process, there is not always a guarantee you will get a positive outcome the first try. We must also remember that not all recipients will respond to the transfer. There is always a chance of possible transfer of disease from donor to recipient. Let's get into a little more and hear a bit from our guests. Our first guest today is Michael Resendiz from TransOva. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm excited to talk to you about this topic. Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about yourself and what you know about IVF?
My name is Michael Resendiz. I'm a client service rep at TransOva. My experience would be helping people schedule their cows and walk them through the process of how it works.
Okay, all right. And could you tell me a little bit about the process?
About the aspiration process of making embryos?
Yes.
The process can start a couple different ways. The most probably talked about way, the most popular way is with the shot protocol using GnRH and FSH. And you would set up those cows on a 4-day shot protocol where you would give them cisterellin to clean off their ovaries and the follicle stimulating hormone to stimulate their ovaries. And you'd start that the week before. And then you would aspirate the cow using an ultrasound guided needle and pull the oocytes off the ovary. From there, those oocytes will be sent to a lab, and 24 hours later, they'll be fertilized in a petri dish with semen. Then they'll go into an incubator for 6 days, and they'll be pulled out of an incubator, graded, and then put into fresh media. The following day, they could either be transferred fresh or frozen and kept for future transfers.
And could you tell me a little bit about positive effects and outcomes of embryo transfer and just the benefits over all of it?
Absolutely. The main benefits are going to be, production benefits. It's an expensive process, but the fact of getting a litter, if you will, of cattle out of your most elite genetics. Also, can in the commercial sector, from you can promote a single sire group and have a lot more consistent of a herd.
Okay. And why do you think people would disagree or would be against IVF?
The most common thing we hear is going to be price of the process itself. It's extremely expensive. And then, I'd probably say that's the most important thing. A couple of minor things, it kind of opens up your calving window. Just a hair bit, can't be nearly a streamlined there. Those cows are a little more unpredictable when they're going to come. And then at times those calves can be a little bigger than ideal in terms of birth weight.
Okay, all right. And you did mention price. What would this price range look like?
It's variable depending on price is fluid because it's based on how many embryos you produce. But you pay on a per embryo basis, and it costs ballpark $200 per embryo made.
All right, I appreciate you for joining me today, and thank you so much for your time. Our second guest is Liz Van. Our second guest is Liz Van Herwig from TransOva. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I am excited to talk to you about this topic. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you know about IVF?
I work for TransOva Genetics, I'm a client service representative, and I work with our clients to schedule their animals for IVF collections and stuff like that. I went to school for animal science as well, and got a job at TransOva right out of college. So I've been here for a few years, and that's kind of my background in it.
All right. And could you tell me a little bit about the negatives and why people would be against IVF?
I mean, IVF is definitely a costly procedure, so I guess that could be seen as a negative impact. The cost could definitely be a reason why someone might choose to not to do it. Also, a lot of the times people's kind of production goals, and if they're a dairy or a beef producer, will affect their decision, because with IVF, it's the donor. Well, you can do IVF on donors that are pregnant. I guess that would be a positive, but also some don't respond well to IVF, and they would respond well to conventional flushing. I guess another thing might be that there is a slightly better pregnancy rate with the conventional flush embryos versus IVF typically. The industry's kind of closing the gap on that, that peg rate difference, but it conventional embryos tend to be a little bit more successful, so I guess that would be another con of IVF.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us, and I appreciate your time. To wrap up, we'd like to thank you, the listeners, for taking time to listen to this episode of Squabbles of the Soil. Now we hope that you are able to form your own opinion on in vitro fertilization in livestock.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Squabbles of the Soil. We hope you've enjoyed digging deep into the pressing issues facing our agricultural world. Keep listening and find out who you are rooting for.